USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 3 million Americans per day are receiving COVID vaccinations as vaccination efforts increase across the country. On Saturday, more than 4 million doses were administered, setting a new single-day record. Despite those efforts, cases are slowly rising, with spreading variants being blamed for the increase. Dr. Celine Gounder was a member of the Biden transition team's COVID advisory board and tells CNN that there are still some precautions those who are vaccinated should take, including avoiding large crowds.
Only about 30% of people in this country have received even one dose of vaccine, much less being fully vaccinated. And so I think if you are vaccinated, yes, you can engage in some of these activities, but you should still stay away from crowds. You should, if you're visiting with people from household not your own, really be sticking to one other household at a time, because there is still a very real risk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A state of emergency has been declared in Manatee County, Florida, as a wastewater reservoir about 40 miles south of Tampa is near collapse. Hundreds near the Piney Point Reservoir have been evacuated as officials worry the reservoir's walls could structurally collapse, allowing more than 600 million gallons of water to escape into the surrounding area. Crews are working to pump water out of the pond to alleviate the pressure on the reservoir's walls. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the measures are being taken to prevent a catastrophic flood.
What we're looking at now is trying to prevent and respond to, if need be, a real catastrophic flood situation. But the water quality issues that are flowing from this for us is less than the risk of everyone's health and safety, particularly folks who may live in the area. And so public health and safety is the top priority. Obviously, we want to protect that in a way that minimizes any of the environmental impacts.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Biden administration is trying to sell the nation on the president's infrastructure plan. The proposal contains funding to modernize roads, bridges, railways, and airports, but critics are focusing on the billions in the plan for issues not seen as infrastructure programs, as well as an increase in the corporate tax rate to fund the plan. Congressman Matt Cartwright says the president's proposal is something the country needs. The Pennsylvania Democrat tells Fox News that the country needs to reinvest in its aging infrastructure.
We were handed this portfolio of assets by the greatest generation, handed down to us, and we have been disinvesting in that. We haven't been keeping it up. We've been letting it go to pot. That's why things like the poisoning in Flint, Michigan happen. When you don't keep up your infrastructure, bad things happen.
And the anticipated reunion of a classic TV show is finally back on schedule.
Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, David Schwimmer, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and Matthew Perry are reuniting next week to film an unscripted Friends special for HBO Max. The project is now back on track after being derailed for a year due to the pandemic. The taping is scheduled to take place at the show's original soundstage on the Warner Brothers studio. The reunion is expected to debut on HBO Max in May. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.